Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة Keys of Life We are looking at the key of life which is family and relatives And specifically we were talking about children And previously we were saying that it is recommended emphasize that we have children And also we need to know that there are rights when it comes to children. One of these rights of children is that we must choose a good name for them. And that is their right. It is not my choice and the wife's choice or the spouse's choices to, you know, randomly pick a name and or sometimes even fight over a name. No, you have a human being that's going to live, have his own identity, and he's not going to be a child forever. At some stage, he will grow up, and he has to see his life. You have to make sure that you choose a name that is proper and suitable for a human being to be proud of in this world and in the hereafter. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا يَنْحَلُ بِهِ أَحَدُكُمْ وَلَدُهُ الْأُسْمُ الْحَسَنِ The first, you know, trait that you will give your child, the first attribute that you will give your child is a beautiful, good name. فَلْيُحْسِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِسْمَ وَلَدَهُ Then let him choose the best of names for his child. When you have a child and you call him, I don't know, a weird name, like, for example, Arabs back then and even now, they use animal names like cheetah and lions and I don't know. They use animal names to name their children, which is awful. What kind of trait am I giving to my child if I name after an object, after a tree, or after something that I like? The Prophet says, make sure you choose a good name because that will become who he is. And he also said, إِذَا سَمَّيْتُمَ الْوَلَدَ مُحَمَّدًا Now, in the narrations, interestingly enough, it said that when a person has a child, for the first 7 days, he needs to call him Muhammad. And obviously because the Prophet, he did say that, أول ما ينحل به أحدكم ولده الاسم. The first thing that you can give your child, like when it comes to traits and personality, is that when you call him Muhammad, you kind of form this person on the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala. So the hadith says it's mustahab, recommended, that we call our children Muhammad for the first 7 days, and then you can give them something else, or you can just leave it Muhammad, or Muhammad, and you add another name to it, make it a compound name. So he said, if you do call your kids Muhammad, إِذَا سَمَّيْتُمَ الْوَلَدَ مُحَمَّدًا, then there are even extra requirements. فَأَكْرِمُوهُ First, be kind and generous to this person. You have to respect him. وَأَوْسُعُوا لَهُ فِي الْمَجَالِسِ That when he comes to sit in a gathering, you open the space for him. Give him a good space. Why? Because he is carrying the name Muhammad. وَلَا تُقَبِّحُوا لَهُ وَجْهَا Don't, you know, frown in his face or make it look as if you're uncomfortable with him. That's just for having the name Muhammad. And so when, like we said, because the name Muhammad itself, it holds a special position in Islam and in the Quran. The hadith says, مَا مِن مَأَدَةٍ وُضَعَتْ وَحَضَرْ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ إِسْمُ أَحْمَدْ أَوْ مُحَمَّدْ إِلَّا قُدِّسَ ذَلِكَ الْمَنْزِلِ فِي كُلَّيَا مَرَتَيْنِ Every time that where a meal is brought forth and there's a person named Ahmad or Muhammad, this house itself will be blessed twice a day. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Oh. آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فرون دماز و ثواب داره, فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره, و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون, اینم هم امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program مفاتيح الحياة, Keys of Life. Now, we spoke about the child's name. We need to speak about the child's health, which is also something that the narrations did not neglect. The narration in this regard, they kind of even go to the beginning of things. Like before the birth of the child, before even the child becomes a fetus in his mother's womb. You see that even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person wants to get close to his wife and they want to have intimacy, and they have to be careful that there are good times to think of having a child, there are bad times of having a child, and the times and the circumstances do affect the health and the mentality of the child once they're born. So, for example, we have in a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged people to, you know, be intimate with their wives while their wives are on their period. And he says, فَإِن فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ, if a person comes close to his wife while she's on her period, وَخَرَجَ الْوَلَدُ مَجْذُومًا أَوْ بِهِ بُرْسٌ فَلَا يَمُلُّمَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ, and the child comes with physical diseases on his body, apparent diseases on his body, on his skin, and he becomes deformed, then he should not blame anyone but himself. And also the Prophet says, when a person had, you know, he had a wet dream and he wakes up, let him not come close to his wife, حَتَّى يَخْتَسِلْ, until he has a shower. If he had a wet dream before and he wakes up without having a shower and he comes close to his wife, or a wife comes close to her husband and they have intimacy, and then the child becomes insane or crazy, or, you know, a person with mindless brain, then he says he should not blame except himself. And even we have like a very thorough hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the book Tuhaf al-Uqul, where he, I think it's about 3-4 pages long, one hadith, where he instructs Amir al-Mu'min of the good times and bad times when one comes next to his wife. Amongst which he says to him, Ya Ali, do not come close to your wife on the 15th of every month, the night of the 15th. Wala laytul hilal, and also in the night where the moon is born. And he says to him, he's trying to explain why, أَمَّا رَأَيْتَ الْمَجْنُونَ يُسْرَعْ فِيَتِ الْهِلَالِ وَيَتُ النُّصْفُ كَثِيرًا, I saw that most kids become insane and they lose their minds, like the, you know, as we call them, impaired mentally on the 9th of 15, those who their birth happened on the night of the 15th and the night where the moon is born. So this is just of some of the instructions of the Ahl Bayt in this regard. And there's plenty more where that came from. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.